Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back to the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Clara Villarosa is here, ladies and gentlemen. Buckle your seatbelts. She's not just a human. She's a force of nature. We've known Claire for a long time. Golly, how long now? Almost 10 years we've known Claire. She was an entrepreneur when being an entrepreneur wasn't cool. She's the author of an outstanding book called Down to Business. She is a woman who represents a lot of different stakeholders. She owned the first black bookstore in Denver way back in the day. She's also a mother and a grandmother, an octogenarian, which she'll be glad to tell you. And when we had my book launch back in a month or so ago in New York City, she came with one of my friends who graciously came to see me. She basically stole the party, folks. Everybody wanted to talk to Clara. Clara Villarosa, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be back.
Welcome back. You're 87, aren't you?
I'm 87. I'm an octogenarian plus 7. As my grandson says, Grandma, in 3 more years, you're going to be 90. But thanks for reminding me.
Exactly. Like I said, folks, don't unbuckle your seatbelts. So, Clara, now you had a bookstore in Denver. You've told us about that before. And then you moved to New York, and you're up there among your daughters and your family, and everything. But you're still a leader. You continue to be a leader up there, and I want to thank you for that. I want to congratulate you on that. I want to congratulate the people in your area for having access to Claire. What are you helping small businesses do up there in your part of the world? You're in the Bronx, aren't you?
No, I'm in Harlem.
I didn't mean Bronx. I mean, I'm in Harlem.
Right. I live in Harlem. And one of the things, you know, had been in business for, about 20 years. And there were certain things that I learned, because one of the things that I did was I did workshops at Chase Bank, because many people came in and they were sort of clueless about starting a business. And the first thing they said was, we came to borrow money. And they said, well, do you have a business plan? They said, huh? And so one of the things that I did was I began to look at the people who came to the workshop. I noticed something. Most of the men had business plans, but the women didn't.
Wow.
And I said, I wonder why is that? So I began to ask them at the workshop why. And they said, you know, it's kind of hard. So we just decided to just close our eyes and jump. And I said, well, you know, really. So I said, well, why haven't you done a business plan? And they said it was too difficult. It was kind of difficult.
Like being a business owner was going to be a cakewalk, right?
Sure. That I'd love to cook. I'd like to open a restaurant. So I'm just going to jump in. Hmm. And I said, okay. Now, one of the things I noticed, if the women didn't, they said it was too hard. So in my book, I decided to do 3 things. Number one, for each step, I said, opening a business requires you to think about 10 steps. There are 10 steps, and I want to elucidate these steps in the book. So the first thing I did was to describe the steps. The second thing for each chapter, because it's Down to Business, First 10 Steps to Entrepreneurship for Women. The second thing, I took 20 other businesses, different from mine, and described for 2 in each step what they did for that particular step. And number 3, at the end of the chapter, I ask you to write down what you would do and how you're prepared to do the step. So it meant that they had to do a little bit of research. And at the end of the book, if you answered the 10 questions, you had a basic business plan. plan. Mm-hmm. It was a starter business plan book.
But I also noticed in your book it's full of irreplaceable fundamentals, like cash, like cash is king.
What you need to do for each step. And I gave you stories because everybody likes to hear stories.
Right.
And so that explained what somebody else did with regard to those steps. And then by asking you to write something down at the end of each chapter meant, what did you think about those steps as it related to your business, mm-hmm. and put it to paper? And it wasn't that difficult.
Right. And I'm sure this resonated with women. You were able to get a lot of women to write their business plan.
Yes, I did. And what I offered to women was, if you did this and you put down the steps that you did, send it to me and I would evaluate it.
Right.
And give some feedback.
One of the things that I hope you did too was, for some of those women, once they did their business plan, I hope that between you and the business plan, you talked them out of going into business, because it's not for everybody.
Oh, no. One of the things, the first step is, are you an entrepreneur type?
Right.
Not everybody is, because entrepreneurs are starters, and they initiate it. If you're the kind of person who waits for somebody to tell you what to do,
mm-hmm.
if you're in a job and you don't take much initiative, I'm telling you, maybe you have to think about that,
right.
if you're wanting to be a business person. Because when you're starting a business, the buck stops with you. So you have to take the initiative, you have to be assertive, and you have to be responsive to the needs of people, particularly your employees.
That's exactly right.
Begin to think about, oh, what am I? And am I like what is necessary to start and go out and start my own business?
Mm-hmm.
That's the sort of the first step.
Well, and especially people who are going to be in the restaurant business. There is no harder business to start and run and grow than a restaurant.
Because it has so many different moving parts. It's not just cooking.
And you have to manage your costs down to the half a penny.
Yes. Because
most people don't even manage their business down to the $100, let alone a half a penny.
That's right.
Claire, I got to take a quick break. Folks, this book, I'm telling you, this book is amazing. Down to Business, the first 10 steps to entrepreneurship for women by Claire Villarosa. We come back, I got some more questions for the force that we know as Claire Villarosa. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.